started a Teremash the test via Tosin Pedalet, Rav Shlomo Stein, Rav Shmo Steinhardt.
Good morning, Rabbi Say. Parshas Emor, very, very busy parsha. Starts off talking about the Koyanim, goes on to other Nyonim, the Om Tovim. Touch on a few of the Nyonim, it's in its Hashem. So, the first Rashi, right at the beginning of the parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayem Hashem Moshe, Emor en laKoyanim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta aleihem." Seems to be a lot of repetition. Emor, v'amarta. So Rashi says the repetition is "Lahazhir gedolim alaktanim," to tell the Koyanim not only to be careful about themselves, that they should remain, shouldn't become tomei, and the other halachas, but also to tell the children as well, to make sure that the Ketanim also shouldn't become Tommy. So I once heard a thought, I think I understood it correctly, that we have the mitzvah of chinuch in all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Every mitzvah we have to train our children to keep the mitzvahs as well. So why does the Torah emphasize it over here, lahazi gedoyle malaktanim, more than any other mitzvah? So, I once heard that, I heard it from one of my chaverim, B'Shem Yehudah Whitler, if a Kohen tells his child, you know, you've got to be careful, you can't go to a Beis HaKavoros, you've got to be careful, not the various halachas which apply, what will he tell him? He'll tell his child, you know, every Yid is special, is heilig, but you're a Kohen, so you are more special, and you've got to be more careful with your Hanhoga, you've got to be careful to stay Tohu. So Torah is teaching us, so that is the way to approach every Inyan of Chinuch. We tell our children, we tell ourselves, we tell others what we can do, what we can't do, what we have to do. It's not restrictions, it's not obligations in that way. Of course it is an obligation, but it's because of our elevated status. And that's the way it has to come across, that we're telling our children that, you know, you're special, you're a Yid, you're above that. It's not that you're not allowed to do that, it's pasnish to do. You're far too choshev for that. So it's giving us a direction, a way of looking at things, a way of presenting things. So here, when it's possible, the Kohen is going to say that, so it's a message to us to always present things in such a manner. Very similar idea. I heard a drosha of Ron Pam. He quoted this from the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. It's a very interesting taich. Emor lakoyanim b'nei Aaron. The words b'nei Aaron are in inverted commas. Say to the koyanim, b'nei Aaron, do you know who you are? You're b'nei Aaron. You're special. Ve'bazoi, you have halachas in commensurate with your special madriga. And he says that we have to tell ourselves that as well. B'nei Aaron, B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Avraham, B'nei Yaakov, we're special. And if we look at things like that, it's far easier to deal and to approach everything correctly. So often we have difficulties in doing things because we feel that, what am I worth anyway? I have to do this, I can't do this. But you have to look at it differently. No, you're so special. Everything's so choshev. Every mitzvah you do, that's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He loves you and he wants us. And if that's the way we look at it, then we're approaching it the right way. In Kapitel Chof Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk there is talking about Kohenim have to be careful when they eat kodshim, when they eat karbonos, they have to make sure that they're tohu. And the pasuk says that if a kohen approaches karbonos, he does it to tumasa olav and he's tomei, the nichrisa hanefesh ahim elefonai, that nefesh will be cut off, which is what we call koros. They have to be punished by the punishment of Koris. So Rashi says, a very interesting comment. Rashi says here, V'nichrusa, Yochel, Pasuk Gimel, Yochel mitzadze letzadze. I might have thought when the Torah says v'nichrusa, that you should be, you'll be cut off from one place and go somewhere else. It doesn't mean that you should, we know what koris means, it's a cut off from the Rebbeinu Shalom, but the pasuk, Rashi is saying maybe v'nichrusa means that you can't live in one place, you have to go into Golos and go somewhere else. Talmud Loimar Ani Hashem, the pasuk concludes Ani Hashem, b'chol mokem ani. There's nowhere to go from Hashem. Wherever you go, Hashem's there. So it means you'll be cut off from Hashem. So it's not the first time, and it's not the last time, it says in the Torah, the Inyan of Koris. Why punkt here do they actually pick out to explain that Nechusah does not mean Yikoris mitzadzeh and go mitzadacheh? By punkt here, what's bothering Rashi here more than anywhere else? So I once heard from a Talmud Chochem that if you look at the trop on the word v'nichrusa, it's a gershayim. A gershayim, the translation would be to drive away. So one may interpret v'nichrusa, the gershayim, to be driven away. If you're driven away from one place to another. So that's what Rashi is telling us. No, it doesn't mean that. It means you'd be cut off from the Rebbeinu Shalom, not be driven away and go to Golos from one place to another. And in connection with that, I heard a story. There was once a Yid who he ate chomets on Pesach. And he came to the Shoyle Meshev, Rabbi Yisrael Shaul Natanzon, to ask him, what should he do as a kapora? He'd eaten chomets on Pesach. So he told him, I don't know what to tell you. Go to the Sar Sholem, the Belzer Rebbe. Hopefully he'll give you a guidance. He'll tell you what to do, what you need to do as a kapora. So he said to him, so he went to the Sar Sholem, and he said he should go into Golus. He should go into Golus, he should go away from home, live as a wanderer, and I don't know how long for, but that's what he told him to do. He came back to the Sholem Meshev, and he told him, that's what the Sar Sholem told me. Sholem Meshev was very surprised, that what's the connection? What does Golus have to do with Chometz and Pesach? What's the Sheikhus? So, I don't exactly know how he made contact with him, but the Sar Sholem explained, it comes from the Gaon. In Parshas Boy, the Pasuk says, Ki chol oichil chometz v'nichrusa. And the trop on the word v'nichrusa is the gershayim, which is a remez that if somebody, chas v'sholem, eats chometz v'nichrusa, he should be misgarish, he should drive himself away from his home, go into Golos, and that will be a tikkun for what he's done wrong. So that's what... That's possibly the same occur as what Rashi says here, v'nichrusa. Have a minute that v'nichrusa means that you're going to Golus. It could be that's where the Gaon got it from the Rashi in this week's parasha. We move on further. Then Kapitel Chof Beis Potsuk Chof Zayin. The psukim here talk about the korbanos. Talks about which korbanos which animals can be used as korbanos. And the pasuk says shoyl, an ox, a chesev, or a sheep, or ez, or a goat. So can tell us halachas. Miyem hashmini v'holo yirotze the korbanish. You can bring as a korban. The korban. You can bring these animals as korbanos. The Medrash Rabbah quotes in connection with this pasuk, a pasuk in Kehelis. The pasuk in Kehelis says, V'ha'elokim yevakish es nirdof. Hashem seeks the one who's pursued. And it says like this, Avuna b'shem Rav Yosef Omar, Le'olam v'ha'elokim yevakish es nirdof. Hashem always seeks the one who's pursued. Looks at a moitzi tzadik roidef tzadik. If a tzadik is roidef, he's chasing, it doesn't mean chasing him physically, it means he's oppressing him, he's persecuting him, he's giving him trouble. Hashem sticks up for the one who's the victim. Rosha Reidif Tzadik. Also, if the Rosha is the Reidif and the Tzadik is the Nirdof, Vaylekim Yivakesh is Nirdof. Rosha Reidif Rosha, even though the one that's Nirdof is also a Rosha, but still Hashem sticks up for him. Va'afilu Tzadik Reidif Rosha. Even then, Vaylekim Yivakesh is Nirdof. Hashem's always sticking up for the underdog. He always sticks up for the one, looks after the one who's being pursued. And the Medrash brings many, many examples. I'm not going to say all of them. We have Hevel and Cain. Hevel was Hevel was near Daf Mifnei Kain, and he brings a pasuk that that Hevel was the one who was chosen, and Noach, Avraham, Yaakov, and Esav. Yaakov is the one. Yaakov Bochaloiko. Many psukim, just one after the other. Maybe 10-15 examples. And finally, Yisroel, Kal Yisroel, we are Nirdofin, Hashem chose us. And then the Medrash says, and that's why Hashem chose for Korbonus the animals that the Pasuk tells us here. Because a Shor Nirdaf Mipnei Ari, an ox is the one that's chased by a lion, the lion chases the Shor to eat it. Eiz Mipnei Nomer, a goat is chased by a leopard. And Keves Mipnei Ze'ev, a sheep, is chased by a wolf. And the Torah says, I don't want you to bring Korbanos of the Roitzim. The ones who are pursuing, they are no good for Korbanos. The ones who are being pursued, they are the ones who should be Korbanos. So just to explain what's going on here, it's possible, Bemis, but just to bring out the point, bringing a Korban, being brought as a Korban, is the biggest mila for an animal. To be brought as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not pshat that he's being killed, it's pshat that he's bringing to the tachlis, he's bringing to the madrega. We find by the story, don't go barichas, so the story with Elio and the Har HaKarmel, they had the two porim, so the one who was meant to be for the Baal didn't want to go, because I want to be a korban for Hashem. The one who's been to be a korban for Hashem is a maila. So Hashem says, who deserves that maila? The nirdof. The one who's being chased, he's the one who gets that maila. And the Gemara in Bava Kamma says like this: La'olam yehi adam min ha'nirdofim v'lo min ha'roidfim. A person should always, if he has the option of being a nirdof or a roidif, he should choose to be a nirdof. It's total opposite to the way we look at things. Yeah, but that's Chazal telling us that's the truth. Why? Shaharei the service she'en lecha nirdof be'oifos yosei mitorim b'nei yoina. The most vulnerable birds are torim b'nei yoina, pigeons and doves. And those are the ones which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, those are the ones going on the Mizbeach. So the Mirasho actually explains two pshatim, what this person should be a nirdof rather than a roidif. He says like this, if a person has an opportunity to look after, to save the nirdof, that's who he should identify with, those are the ones who he should help. And second pshat, Gemurde Gazach, he says if a person has an option whether to remain a nirdof or to become a roidif, he should prefer to stay a nirdof, to be chased rather than to be the chaser. And I don't remember who it was, one of the gedolim, maybe the Brisker Rov, one of the recent gedolim, that one of his people, there were people who were doing things wrong, and his supporters wanted to give trouble to the ones who were doing the wrong things, and they said, don't do anything, because if you start up with them, then they'll become a nirdof, and then they'll be successful in what they're doing. I'd rather remain the nirdof, and then they won't be able to succeed in what they're doing. Chazal are telling us, the Pasuk is telling us, almost the opposite to the way the Velt look at it. We look at it that, you know, I want to show that I'm strong, I'm more powerful. No, Chazal are telling us the exact opposite. That if a person's in a position of being a nirdof, he's got Hashem on his side. And that's something which is something to think about and to keep in mind. Few psukim later, Kapitel Chof Gimel, the beginning of Chof Gimel, that's what starts talking about the Yom Tovim. And the very first parasha talks about Shabbos. And Rashi asks, what does Shabbos have to do with Yom Tov? Ma inin Shabbos eitzim moyadus. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Yom Tovim. Why are we bringing in Shabbos? Shabbos isn't a Yom Tov, Shabbos is Shabbos. Says Rashi, lelamedcho. Somebody who disgraces Yom Tovim, we consider it as if he's disgraced Shabbos. Somebody keeps Yom Tov, we consider it as if he's kept Shabbos. Now obviously this needs a bit of explanation. And there's a famous vort of the Vilna Gaon. The Ksav Sofer says a very similar vort, so I'm going to say it with the Ksav Sofer because the Ksav Sofer adds on a bit more as well. Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro in Mitzrayim and he said to him, the situation is untenable. Klal Yisrael are working, they're working and working and working. They need a break. It's not possible, it's not physically possible to keep working without a break. They need a day off. So Paro agreed, yeah, you're right. So Moshe Rabbeinu chose Shabbos. Shabbos was chosen as a day of rest for Klal Yisrael already in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu v'chochmosa knew which day to choose. That was his real intention. And Klal Yisrael already kept Shabbos then. So Shabbos is being kept as a day of rest, physical relaxation in order to regain one's koichos. And that's something which is obviously, it's a physical need, it's necessary. But that's not why we should be keeping Shabbos. We shouldn't be keeping Shabbos in order to rest from the physical exertions of the week. The reason to keep Shabbos is because the Baruch Hashem said to keep Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah. Now, you see a Yid keeping Shabbos. We don't always know why he's keeping Shabbos. What's he got in mind? The test is when it comes to Yom Tov. Yom Tov falls on a Tuesday. Now, he just had a Shabbos, or that comes to the next Shabbos, he already had a break. So if he's keeping the mitzvahs, the Yom Tov and the Shabbos, the Shem Shamayim, then what's the difference? We'll keep Shabbos, we'll keep Yom Tov, it won't work because it's nothing to do with resting. But if he's doing it purely for physical reasons, just to have a rest, then I don't need another break, I'll carry on working. So that's what Chazal are telling us. Someone who doesn't keep Yom Tov, it shows that his whole Shemiris Shabbos is not a mitzvah. He's not doing it as a mitzvah. I mean, of course, it's not worthless, but he's not doing it for a mitzvah. That's not the respect that should be given to Shabbos. Shabbos should be kept because the Rebbeinu Shalom said, somebody's Mekayim Moedos, Mekayim Yom Tov. That shows that he's keeping Yom Tov L'Shem Shamayim, and if he's keeping Shabbos L'Shem Shamayim, and that's the Shemiras Shabbos which is expected of us. And the Ksav Sofer adds on further. He says, what happens if there's a person who has avodim, he has servants who serve him, they do everything he needs, they provide all his needs. So he's not really working that hard during the week. So really, from a physical perspective, he doesn't need Shabbos. He doesn't need the rest of Shabbos. If despite that this person keeps Shabbos, that indicates he's doing it as a mitzvah. And he says that's a diuk in the Loshon. The Pasuk says, Sheshes yomim tei osem melocho. Tei osem melocho means melocho shall be done. If it would be, you could say, Sheshes yomim ta'asem melocho. You should do melocho. It says, Te osse, that indicates that this person is not actually doing the work himself, the work's being done for him. And nevertheless, he's keeping Shabbos. That shows that he's doing it, the Shem Shamayim, as a mitzvah. And finally, says the Ksav Sofer, the end of the Pasuk says, Shabbos yid Hashem b'chol moshav yiseichem. Shabbos is wherever you live. And he asks that, why do you need to say B'chol Moshav Yiseichem? Why would you have thought that in Manchester you have to keep Shabbos and in Liverpool you don't? And in Yerushalayim you do and in Bnei Barak not? Well, what does it mean? Why should the Torah say B'chol Moshav Yiseichem? So he says, no. He said, what happens if you come to a place where the national day of rest is a Sunday? So if it's a physical reason, if the person's keeping Shabbos as a rest, then fine, he'll go along with everyone else. The shops are closed on Sunday, so I'll rest on Sunday. But if he's doing it as a mitzvah, he's doing it as Shem Shamayim, then b'chol moshav yiseichem, wherever you live, whatever the culture around you, you're going to keep Shabbos on the correct day because you're doing it a mitzvah Hashem. You're not doing it as a physical rest. You're doing it because the Baruch Shalom said so. A little weiter in Kapitel Chof Gimel still, in Pasuk Tesvov. So really, it's going on the Pesukim beforehand, but the talks about the Korban Omer. As we know, the Korban Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach. They went on Motzei Yom Tov, first day of Pesach. The Vestim went out to Yerushalayim, and the Mishnah tells us they made a whole balagan out of it. They made a whole matzav. This is the Mishnah Menachos says they went out, Shluchei Vestim went out on Erev Yom Tov, and before Yom Tov, that's before Pesach, they already bundled up the wheat, the barley. The? Barley. Thank you. That before Pesach, before Yom Tov, is all ready to be cut. And then all the surrounding cities, towns, they came and gathered together to watch what was going on. In order there should be a big to-do, big tumult. Everybody should know what's going on. Everybody should see it. And then, when it came Motzei Yom Tov, the Oymer Lehem Bo HaShemesh, he announced, has the sun set? Oymer Hein said, yes, three times. Bo Hashemesh Hein, Bo Hashemesh Hein. And then he says, Magal Zu, is this a scythe to cut it? And Hein, again, three times. And what happens if it was Shabbos, you say, is it Shabbos today? Yes. And should I cut it? And again, yes, three times. And what's all this for? Says the Mishnah, Mipnei Baisusin. Because there was a group of people, group of Yidden, Baisusin, Tamidim of a person called Baisus, Shehoyu Oimrim, they said, Ein Ktsiras Oimer B'Mitzoy Yom Tov. The Pasuk actually says, in Pasuk, Tezvov, Osfatem Lochem Imocharas HaShabos. So the Baisusin said, that means, Ktsiras Oimer, Sviras Oimer, starts on Motzah Shabbos, regardless of when Pesach falls. You should do it on Motzah Shabbos. And Chazal said, no, if Shabbos means Yom Tov, that means Motzah Shabbos, Motzah the first day Yom Tov. So in order to make a very strong point against the Baisusim, they made a huge hullabaloo. Everybody should know, we're doing it now. Question is, that's not the only thing that Baisusim did wrong. It's not the only thing that they differed with Chazal. And Chazal didn't make a huge esek out of it. Why this, more than everything else, did Chazal feel it necessary to emphasize that the Baisusim are wrong and we're doing it lefi Chazal? So I once heard a pshat, very nice pshat. Sefer Chinuch, talking about the mitzvah of Sfir Sa'imah, explains, as we know, that Sfir Sa'imah, we're counting up towards Matan Torah. We're counting up the days, we're looking forward to Shavuot, Kabbalah Satorah. And really, he says, really we should start first day Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, straight away. That was the tachis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to go to Matan Torah. But the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim is already busy with Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, so we have to wait to leave that day to focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim, but straight after that, counting towards Matan Torah. Chazal are telling us, the Torah is telling us, that Yetzias Mitzrayim had a tachlis. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to make us into an Am Hashem, that we should get the Torah, and mekabel the Torah, and receive the Torah from the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no independent benefit of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Baisusim said, no, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we became an independent nation, we were free from slavery, we have our own identity, and Torah is a separate thing. They didn't deny the fact that there's Torah, but they said, no, there's two separate things. First is Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's one thing. And then totally disconnected from that, there's the Torah. And that's against Hashgofas HaTorah. The Torah says, no, there's no value in being a nation without the Torah. To have a nation, to have a country, to have an identity which is not governed and not connected to Torah, has no value. And the Chazal wanted to make it very, very clear that the Baisusim are wrong. That there's no chashivas in the Klali Torah without the Torah. It has to be as soon as you come out of Mitzrayim, straight away you're going towards the Torah, because that's the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's a remez in the Mishnah, in Psochim. The Mishnah in Psochim talks about the Abba Koisus. And it says, Bein HaKoisus Halalu, between the Koisus, the first, second, and third, if you want to drink, you're allowed to drink. Ben Shlishi L'Revi, between the third Kois and the fourth Kois, Lo Yishtei, not allowed to. So we know that the Abba Koisus, Meramas, the four Lashonis of Gula, Ve'itzesi, Ve'itzalti, Ve'go'alti, Ve'lokachti. And Chazal Abim Meramas to us, that between Ve'go'alti and Ve'lokachti, Lila Om, between being redeemed from Mitzrayim and becoming Am Hashem, Lo Yishtei, you can't have any Hefzuk. There's no, you can't separate them. You can't say, well, there's the Gula, we're a free nation, and then, by the way, we also have the Torah. No, the only purpose in being a nation, the only purpose in Klal Yisrael, is to have the Torah, and that's why you mustn't be mafsik, and that's the Lo Yishta, in order to realize that it's all the same Indian. And the Gemara in Menachos says a very interesting thing. The Baisusim, as we said, they said that Shavuos is always after Shabbos, straight after Shabbos. And Nitzpah Lohen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when it went over to them, Ramanim Shoytim Minayin Lochem, where did you get this from? So they didn't even know what to say. Chutz Mizokin Echod is showing a fat bit connector, he was muttering. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Hoyo, Moshe Rabbeinu, he loved Jews. He knew that Shavuot is only one day. Omad v'tikon achas Shabbos, so he made it that Shavuot should always fall straight after Shabbos. Kadei sheyu Yisroel misangin shnei yomim. There should be 2 days together of Shabbos and Yom Tov together. It's much more geshmak, much more convenient. That's what he answered. That was his logic. Why Atzeres Shavuot is after Shabbos? So what did Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai answer? Very interesting answer. He said, "Possible Pashas Dvorim, Achad Osa Yemichoyrev Derech Haseir." The whole journey from Har Sinai till Eretz Yisrael was only an 11-day journey. And if Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael so much, why did he make this journey take 40 years? Very interesting answer. He said, "I proved to Hashem that Hashem doesn't really like Klal Yisrael." That's what he sounds like he's saying. You think you're telling me Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu loved Klal Yisrael, and therefore he must have made 2 days Yom Tov together. I prove to you that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't love Klal Yisrael because he made them stay in the middle of 40 years. It's a very strange answer. So, lefi what we said, there's an oimik in here. What Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was saying. So you're trying to say that the ikke is Avas Yisrael, to be kind and nice to other Yidden, and to look after the Yidden. That's all. Torah, that's a separate thing. No, Shaykh. The main thing is to be a nation, to be loving and all that. But Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that can't be, because if so, Hashem should have brought Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu should have brought Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael straight away. Novos. Why did that have to be the 40 years? Because we needed that. The Yetzias Mitzrayim had to have a process of going through the Midbar in preparation for Eretz Yisrael. We had to have the Torah. This is all part of the process. This is all needed. And that's what he's saying, that you are clearly missing the point. The Bein Shalom is not looking at there's Klal Yisrael, a nation, a free nation, Avas Yisrael, and all beautiful things. And there's also separately the Torah. No, the Torah is an intrinsic part of being Klal Yisrael. The Tachlis in Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to get the Torah, and that's why we start straight after Yetzias Mitzrayim. We start the Sfiras HaOmer in order to lead up to Shavuos, the Matan Torah, and that was the Tachlis, and that's the Tachlis of the whole of Klal Yisrael. Good Shabbos.